We're doing Seder HaKabbalah, and we're up to the fourth chapter, the period of the Tanoim after the destruction of the Temple. And then we come to the period of the Tanoim after the destruction. The first generation, the leader is really Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And he established great academies, great yeshivas after the destruction. And he instituted famous institutions. We have whole Mishnayos that discusses institutions. We shake Lov and Esrog 7 days on Sukkot in commemoration of the temple. He instituted a lot of things. He had many students. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. And among his students, we have five who are very famous in the Talmud. The Hem Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, the first Tana to appear in Shas Mishnayos. Anytime you encounter Rabbi Eliezer in a Mishnah, that's Rabbi Eliezer Agadol, that's Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania, his second disciple was Rabbi Yeshua. The famous Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania, the blacksmith, the astronomer, the huge rabbi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania. Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Rabbi Shimon ben Etanel, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. ובזה הזמן חיבר רבי אליעזר הפרקים הנודעים לו בדברים סדומים וסודות גנוזים. And it is at this time that Rabbi Eliezer put together, compiled the chapters that are attributed to him, what we call Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, which have the depths of the secrets of Kabbalah. It's considered the most ancient Kabbalistic work. Them anikrein Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. That's what we call Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, as we discussed many times in our introduction to Medrash, that really we're reading Zohar. Zohar is just one type of Medrash. Everyone knows Zohar, Kabbalah. Well, okay, Medrash Rabbah is also Kabbalah. And so is Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Vayu b'oto hazman Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. In that same generation, we have the great Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and Rabbi Gamliel, bno shel Rabbi Shimon ha'Ne'erag al yedei Titus uvemitzvato. Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Shimon, who was executed by Titus in his commandment, im Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha Kohen Gadol, together with the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. So, at some points in Jewish history, yeah, they should have been rabbis. Kohanim were supposed to be rabbis. They didn't always live up to it, but Yoru Mishpatecha Liyakov, the Pasuk says. The tribe of Levi is responsible for teaching. That's their job. V'chen ayu b'yamav Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka v'Shimon ben Zoma. In his days, were also Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Shimon ben Zoma, Rabbi Elazar Chisma, Abba Chalapta, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Shmuel HaKatan, that's the famous Shmuel HaKatan who compiled the blessing of Olam HaShinim, ובאותו הזמן חיבר אונקלוס הגר תרגום התורה. And he says it was at this time that Unklus compiled the Targum to the Torah. והפליבו ביורים נכבדים קיבלה מרבי אליעזר ורבי יהושע. Unklus, the Gemara says, we saw the Gemara in Megillah, he had it on tradition from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Seems to be he was their disciple. ואלו הם הנקראים דור שני לרבי יוחנן בן זכאי. So all these rabbis are considered the second generation to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. You have the generation of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and then his disciples. All the people we mentioned are considered the second generation of Tanoim after the destruction of the temple. And next time we'll begin with the third generation, the generation of Rabbi Akiva, the story of Bar Kokhba. Bezrat Hashem, next time.